Two advances transformed farming in the 20th century, hybrid seed corn and nitrogen fertilizer, but they're also closely tied to some of today's major agricultural challenges. Now, members of two families that played pivotal roles in changing farming are working to put a lighter 21st century stamp on the landscape. IPR's Amy Mayer has more.
This 1947 Ford 2N tractor is the same age as its owner, Rob Fleming, who drove it as a teenager. Back then, his family's fields here in Carlisle, Iowa, were lined with neat rows of corn. Not anymore.
So there's a 20-acre prairie right here, which is the first restoration, you might say.
Fleming's great-uncle, Henry A. Wallace, developed hybrid seed corn, a breeding system that produced uniform seeds leading to drastically increased production. His work became the pioneer in today's DuPont Pioneer Company. These days, hybrid seed and the twin innovation of that bygone era, nitrogen fertilizer, are standard farming tools. And they're blamed for some of the industry's big challenges, such as oversupply that pushes down prices and chemical runoff that pollutes rivers.
It seemed obvious to me that modern agricultural practices were potentially damaging to soil structure and soil health.
So Fleming's decided to bring back the prairie and oak savanna, two native landscapes that all but disappeared here during the 20th century's row crop explosion. Among other Wallace descendants, he says there's a similar shift away from what is today conventional farming.
If you were to do some kind of a survey of the extended Wallace family, they would be in favor of sustainable agricultural generally.
Historian Tom Moraine says the Wallace family ethic was to embrace tools that could help you succeed.
You always did the best job that you could do, and that meant scientific farming, that meant applying the best farm techniques that you could.
Henry A. Wallace found an advocate in another Iowa farmer, Roswell Garst. Garst sold hybrid seed far and wide and convinced legions of Midwest farmers to embrace nitrogen fertilizer.
It was Garst who had the boots on the ground and willing to go not quite door-to-door, but put the sales pitch into Pioneer Hybrid.
Like the Wallace descendants, the Garst family today promotes restoration and sustainable agriculture.
We're restoring about 1,500 acres of oak savanna. I think it's the biggest oak savanna restoration project in the state.
Elizabeth Garst, Roswell's granddaughter, drives us around the White Rock Conservancy, a nonprofit created from Garst family land. In addition to restoration, White Rock tests and showcases sustainable practices.
This is as good a conservation farm as you will ever see.
It uses terraces on hillsides, grass waterways, and cover crops, all strategies intended to manage water, keep nutrients from flowing off fields, and prevent soil erosion. Her grandfather's philosophy was learn and innovate. One thing she's learned is that too much of his beloved nitrogen creates problems. Just look at the fertilizer runoff polluting the Des Moines drinking water supply. Now, she wants to show farmers that sustainability and profit making can go hand in hand.
We are conventional agriculture. We're not doing non-GMO. We're not organic. We're really trying to speak to conventional agriculture in Iowa, to the majority of farmers in Iowa.
In their day, both Henry A. Wallace and Roswell Garst did what they thought was best for farmers and the land. And today, their descendants are trying to do the same. Elizabeth Garst says her grandfather taught her not to wait around for someone else to do something.
You're an independent actor and you can do what you think is right. And that's a wonderful legacy to come from.
Even if it means undoing damage unintentionally caused by your predecessor's success. Near Coon Rapids, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.